I'm Andrea Smartin for KUER News. If you bought a pair of those special glasses to view the solar eclipse last month, you might want to pull them out again. Tomorrow, the planet Venus will transit in front of the sun, an event that won't happen again here for more than 100 years. This evening, University of Utah Professor of Physics and Astronomy Ben Bromley will discuss the historical importance of the transit of Venus. He's also going to talk about how astronomers will use this event to learn about planets outside of our solar system. Professor Bromley is here to give us a preview. First, what is this going to look like when Venus transits in front of the sun? Will it be like the eclipse we just saw on May 20th?
No, the eclipse that we saw was the moon blotting out almost all of the sunlight. The transit of Venus, in contrast, is small and delicate. Very little of the light will be blocked out by Venus. Venus will appear only as a tiny dot on the surface of the sun.
And how often does this happen? I understand it won't be until the year 2117 that this will happen again in this region.
Another 105 years. Alignment of Earth and Venus and the sun is such that we get a transit very infrequently. There have only been 7 observed transits since the idea of a transit was first conceived in the early 1600s.
What did early astronomers learn from the transit of Venus? What's the historical significance?
We understood the clockwork of the solar system very, very well. We knew when things would line up, but we really didn't understand how far away things were. The transit of Venus gave us an opportunity to actually put a real scale, a real measured value to the size of the solar system. People worked pretty hard and went through some serious trials and tribulations to get that number. How big is the solar system?
So they could measure how far Venus was, and then they could extrapolate from there the size of our solar system.
That's exactly it.
What can astronomers learn about planets now from this upcoming transit of Venus? I mean, what do we not know that we can still learn?
Well, we know the size of the solar system very well. So Venus has done its job for us in that regard. But the transit of Venus is an event that is, as I said, really delicate and causes a faint dimming of the sun. Turns out that we see very similar transits of other planets around very distant stars. We actually observe the faint dimming of these stars to infer the existence of planets like Earth. The role of Venus today is to give us a real example of how we can get information about the atmosphere of a planet as a planet comes between an observer and its host star. If we are successful and if we can learn from this event, then we can apply what we learned to distant planets and see if they're like Venus, if they're like Earth, and make a real statement toward understanding whether or not there's life out there. That's why I think it's really fun. It's really exciting.
What kind of opportunities are there for people to see this event? Where is it visible?
We have a great opportunity to see the transit of Venus at the Natural History Museum of Utah. Brand new facilities. There'll be telescopes set up. There'll be experts from Utah's Department of Physics and Astronomy on the scene to answer questions and provide demonstrations. The event starts at 3 p.m. and will run until sunset tomorrow night.
Can people also just take a look from their front porch?
People can look from their front porch, but I urge people to be very, very cautious. Just as with the solar eclipse a week and a half ago, special viewing glasses or viewing techniques are needed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was really fun.
Ben Bromley is a professor of physics and astronomy at University of Utah. He'll be speaking this evening at 7 o'clock at the Aline Wilmot Skaggs Biology Building.